Welcome to church, everybody. It's lovely to have each one of you here today. Guests and new people, a special welcome to those who are visiting today or listening in online. My name is Fiona. Helping me in today's service are our musicians Adele, Rosemary and Trevor. Reading to us from the Bible will be Simon, and leading us in prayer will be Trevor. And we welcome our guest preacher today, Mike Swanton from Mission Aviation Fellowship. We here at Abbotsford Anglican are a group of local people, all ages and backgrounds, who have come to find meaning and purpose for life by living life God's way according to his word, the Bible. And we invite you to know God with us. We will be hearing later from Mike Swanton. Thank you, Mike, for coming. Some may be familiar with Mission Aviation Fellowship. For those who aren't, we'll be getting a speed up later. And our focus for Mission for July is Scripture, SRE, Anglican School Chaplaincy as well. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Please stand to praise and glorify our God. remain standing, I will pray for the kids before we greet each other around us. Please join me in prayer. Father, we thank you that you continue to draw children into your midst. Please help them see how wonderful Jesus is and want to be with him always. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please greet people around you. We have come together to meet with God and to take our part in the building of his church. Christ himself bore our sin in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds we are healed. Let us acknowledge our failure to serve him as he deserves and return to the Lord with repentance and faith, praying together. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have often gone our own way and rejected your will for our lives. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you and to please you in every way, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Give praise to the Lord. Call on his name. Heavenly Father, give us faith to receive your word, understanding to know what it means, and the will to put it into practice through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Bible reading this morning is from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. So please open your pew Bibles to page 1178 or follow along on the screen.
Morning, everyone. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I think all of us would agree that everyone deserves hope, including those who are isolated in remote parts of the world. And even though some may think that isolation may not be a really big issue at all for some people, for many, being in isolation means that they don't have medical care, they don't have the hope of being able to be reached with the gospel or to be shown God's love. And it's great that we're able to have today Mike Swanton, who's come from Mission Aviation Fellowship, MAF, to come and speak to us and make us aware of the work that MAF does for us. So Mike, I'm going to invite you to come up to the lectern for us that's here. And I have a list of a few little questions that I'm going to ask Mike just to answer for us, just to start off with. Percy, do you go for New South Wales or Queensland?
Always the Blues.
Oh, okay, good, that's great. Tell us a little bit about your family.
I'd say that in Cairns and Brisbane anywhere else, by the way. Just
yeah, because being all over Australia and all over the place, that is it make you have to be, well, in all different parts, isn't it?
That's true, yes.
Right. Well, tell us a bit about your family.
So I'm married to Diana. We have three delightful daughters, Charlotte, Lily and Genevieve. Charlotte's a nurse working at the kids' hospital in Westmead. Lily's studying psychology and Genevieve is year 11.
Right. So where do you and your wife go to church?
We all go to St Paul's in Carlingford.
Well, it's lovely having you with us today.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
Greetings to St Paul's in Carlingford.
I will.
Here. Now, MAF involves planes and pilots. Are you yourself a pilot yourself? And if so, how did that come about?
I am not a pilot. I've tried some flying. It was exhilarating. I just wasn't very good at it.
That's good to know if we get in the plane with you, all right?
Indeed, yeah. I won't be in one of the front seats. That is safe. I've always had a love for aviation. That wasn't what led me to MAF. It was absolutely the Lord's hand guiding and directing me. And you know, sometimes when things happen in life and you go, well, this is shocking. These are my dreams. These are the things I've prepared for and I've done for years. And it's just fallen off a cliff. And then you continue in faith a little bit longer and the Lord has an even better.
He has even better. What we can imagine. His plans are far more better. Wonderful. Yeah, that's cool. I was thinking, how do I lead in with a sermon? Because we've been having one-off sermons over the school holiday time. And I had this one little gap last week. And I was thinking, well, how do I lead into MAF coming to speak? You know, aeroplanes, sky, flying. So I preached on angels last week, all right? Didn't cover everything, you know, but so I thought that would be a way of leading into it. Now, MAF has also been involved in Sudan at the moment too,
yes.
Out there.
Yeah.
And you've also had royalty fly.
We have.
Do you want to tell us about that? Something in September, yeah, last year.
Well, there've been a number. So as you know, the members of the royal family are often patrons of charities. Last year in Africa, we had the opportunity to fly Princess Anne and her husband into Africa to visit some of the work that she supports. This is supporting micro businesses in Africa. But there were two other royal personages of the British family who we've flown. You may remember many years ago the picture of Princess Diana wearing the mine protection gear and the face mask and stuff. And then a few years ago, Prince Harry repeated that image. Now, that is part of an organisation called the Halo Trust, which is doing demining operations in Angola, particularly getting rid of the anti-personnel landmines. And the Princess and Prince Harry were patrons and supporting that. Halo Trust keeps an MAF plane on standby all the time in case there's an accident, and we had the opportunity to fly them from the capital city into the Halo Trust area.
Let me pray for you, Mike.
Thank you.
Loving Heavenly Father, your eyes search throughout the earth to see those who are faithful and to do your will accordingly. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing Mike amongst us today to make us aware of the work that those brothers and sisters do with the Mission Aviation Fellowship and your work through them. We pray that Mike's time here today will be encouraging to all of us to think of your gospel work that you're doing through this missionary organisation, and that Mike, upon being with us in this fellowship today, has been encouraged. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I hope these work for you. All right, I can't guarantee it, but just light little presses.
Light presses will do. Thank you so much. I'd just like to start, before I get into the main part of this talk today, the Bible reading from Philippians. It's such an encouraging start to the letter, which is such an encouraging letter. And it's about partnership in the gospel. And as a Sydney Anglican church, I was highly confident that Abbotsford would be a mission-minded church. But it wasn't until I got here that I appreciated how much that goes through everything that you do here as a group of believers. So I want to encourage you that you are partners in the gospel. Whether it is MAF or whether it is the SRE, the scripture, or Kananara, the guys in there. I speak with Daniel Pharisee on a regular basis. Whatever it is that you are doing, helping the gospel go and to encourage believers, you are partners in the gospel. In that same vein as the Philippians were with Paul back in the start of the church. So I want to praise and thank God for you, for your faithfulness to the gospel. So, MAF. I have the amazing opportunity to speak with ministers on a weekly basis. Every week I get to speak with ministers around the country, finding out what's happening in their church, finding out how we can pray for them, and telling them a little bit about MAF. And the funny thing is that even though we've been around for over 75 years, in some ways in Australia, we're almost a bit of a secret organisation, not by design. What I'd like to do is share a little bit about who we are, where we've come from, what we do. First one first. Who is MAF? As you can see, MAF, Mission Aviation Fellowship, is a Christian organisation that provides aviation services for people living in remote areas around the world. We are, in fact, the world's largest Christian and humanitarian airline. And how did we start? Well, we started at the very end of the Second World War. And as God does these things, it wasn't just one or two people. It was people in a very diverse area. So Christian pilots started asking themselves the question, what can we do with all our skills after the war finishes? How can we help the gospel with what we do? How can we use planes for something other than killing people, dropping bombs, causing devastation? With the assistance of some church leaders and missionary group leaders, they started to work out those answers. So as you look at the planes there, they are not really what you'd consider great gospel tools. They're bombers, patrol aircraft, fighter planes. But these pilots saw a better way. First of all, they needed different aircraft. So these are the first few planes that we had in MAF. And the thing that you'll notice about them is they're quite simple. Typically fabric stretched over a timber frame made them very light for landing on soft dirt runways. Or as that the middle one on the left with the gigantic boot for landing in rivers. One of our early pilots, Nate Saint, who was also one of the first martyrs on the field for MAF, started off by repairing the wings of a plane that had got snapped off after it had a collision with the shed on the runway. Now, why they had a shed on the runway is a very long story, but he also discovered that if you... here's the question. How do you get information to a tribe in the jungle with a plane? Well, there's a plane, yeah. He worked out if you fly your plane in a very, very, very tight circle and you lower a bucket on a rope, you can place it directly where you want it to go. And this is what he did. He also developed a whole range of other things before the Lord called him back to glory in Ecuador when he and Jim Elliott and a few other missionaries were killed by some of the local Indian tribes. They became famous around the world. Flying in these isolated places, our pilots had to be innovative. They had to improvise and develop their own systems of activity. In fact, one of our engineers in the 1960s, working in Chad, worked out a way to reach people on Lake Chad. Now, unless you are a real geographer, you won't know about Lake Chad. Lake Chad is gigantic in northern Africa, but it's very shallow. There are lots of sandbanks, which makes it almost impossible for planes to land on there, even the amphibious planes, and it makes it very hard for boats to go from A to B. It's through C, D, E, F, all over the place. He went back to England and developed a hovercraft to be used in the mission field. And it could become an ambulance, carry 6, 7, 8 people. And it then developed to be used in Chad, Nepal. You don't usually think about Nepal for that kind of activity, but Nepal, Mozambique, Peru, Nicaragua, Madagascar. Mission work goes on wherever we can get there. So what's happened? Here are some of the numbers, for those who like numbers. Ooh, from 1951 to 2022, we've gone from 4 countries to 24 countries where we fly. 4 aircraft to 116. And we now have 1,300 staff around the world, most of whom are nationals in their country. There's about 140, 150 expats who are in there, but the rest of our staff are from that country. The other number I want to particularly point out is the number of travel days saved. 30,000 days a year. In PNG, for example, it can be 2 or 3 days' walk from one village to another in the highlands. 2 or 3 days if you're fit and well. With an MAF plane, you could do that potentially in 15 minutes. One of our early works in Sudan helped a missionary who was going to a conference. Now, before us, he had to get on a boat and sail down the White Nile for a week, get out at Khartoum, sail up the Blue Nile for a week, and then go overland to reach his destination. So, 2 weeks and a day or so. We were able to fly him there in 1.5 hours. So you see the magnification effect, the amplification of mission activity that light aircraft bring. So this was revolutionary, and it has enabled so many people to reach isolated groups. In all, MAF has flown in or been associated with 78 countries in the world. Sometimes long term, sometimes just short term. Excuse me. So, how do we help? One of the first areas we do is aid and development, community development. Now, that could be flying in building materials for a school or a hospital. Lately, we've been flying in solar panels and battery backup. So, a hospital doesn't have to have a generator running 24/7 to keep the lights on, to keep the medicines cold, to keep the operating theatre well lit. They will take raw coffee beans from the highlands down to the lowlands so that the villagers have some hard currency to develop their community. As Trevor mentioned, we have taken some high-profile passengers. Also, a number of movie actors have flown with MAF in good times and in bad. And then we have an extra work in terms of training nationals in engineering, in technology. We teach people how to use computers, how to build up their own communities. A second area that we work in is disaster relief. So MAF was instrumental in bringing early responses to events like the Boxing Day tsunami in 2004, the Haiti earthquakes of 2010 and 2021, the earthquake in Nepal in 2015, and the flooding in Timor-Leste in 2021. And in fact, there we can see again the work of MAF. The government asked us to fly over the flood-affected areas to see how bad the damage was. And in two or three flying days, we did more work for the government than they could have done in 3 weeks on the ground. A very large part of the work we do is medical assistance, medevacs. So that's illness, childbirth issues, injuries, accidents. Nowadays, it means taking vaccines into those small communities. We are the last step to get a vaccine into a village area. And that could be, I mean, that was the COVID vaccine. That was also measles and mumps vaccines. Ebola vaccine into places like the Congo and Liberia. We have an agreement with the PNG government to do fly-in, fly-out clinics. And there will be a doctor and nurse, a dentist and their assistant, a minister, an evangelist will be there. One of these fly-in, fly-out clinics a year or two ago, there was a gentleman who appeared at the village. He wasn't from that village, so he would have walked 1, 2, maybe 3 days to get there. And he waited in line for about 5 hours to be seen. And what was he there for? He needed to get some Panadol. Now, I know where I live, I worked out that in about 10 minutes, I can walk to over a dozen places that will sell me Panadol in 2 minutes. And in half an hour, I can drive to 5 hospitals. Imagine walking for a few days just to get pain relief. Imagine if it was for somebody back in his family. He then had to walk back for 2 or 3 days to give that relief. But this is what we are able to provide. And the last point here, but the first point of what we do from the very start, has been and is Christian mission. Now that will be a formal mission society. It could be a church conference. It could be an evangelist going to a new area or a pastor revisiting one of a cluster of villages. It will be sending translators. Wycliffe translators have been our longest supporters. They bought some of the first few planes for us. It'll be distribution. In all of our planes, we have a carton of Bibles in the local language. We open it out. We'll sell them for a dollar or two equivalent in the local currency. They're gone in like 10 minutes. The hunger for the Bible is so strong in these places. The hunger is so strong. When they hear the word of life in their heart language, people come to the Lord. They leave the ways of darkness that they see, the darkness of ancestor worship, and they come into the light of the gospel of Christ. And it's because of the many generous donations that we've received over years and the prayer support of many years that we've been able to do this. Now, this map, I actually wasn't able to get the most recent one. We've moved in 1 or 2 countries. But this gives you an idea of the places in which we fly. Mexico, so Central America, South America, West Africa. We've added Guinea, just near Liberia. All through the centre of Africa. We've got into Asia, Indonesia, PNG, Timor-Leste, and Arnhem Land. This year in Arnhem Land is our 50th year there. And we took over from someone who was working for 40 years before that. So 2023 marks 90 years of mission-based aviation-based mission work in Australia. So what does it look like? What is the effect of MAF? This is a short video that we prepared for our 75th anniversary, which I'd just like to show for a minute, and you'll see the effect of what we do. You see the early shots, the villagers clearing the runway. In some of the places where we work, all they have is a sharpened stick and a carry basket from the local trees. So sometimes it could take 14 years to build a runway, carve it out of the top of the mountain or running up a slope on the side of one of the mountains near the village. And so it gets me every time. In Papua, there was a story of a village that wanted its own runway, its own airstrip. And there were quite a few of the men who started making it, who passed away before it was ready. The effect of an MAF plane means that the life expectancy goes from here to here. In the film, it talks about Subul at 62. Now, to us, if somebody passed away at 62, we would say that was such a short life. That is very long life in those places. But that is the effect of being able to get a medicine to a person, of teaching them about better ways to live, in terms of their health, of enabling life to proceed. Now, we are in the middle of July, and at the start of September, we will be celebrating Father's Day. For the last few years, considering how our global fuel bill, roughly $5 or $6 million each year, MAF started a campaign around Father's Day called Fuel for Father's Day. The idea of Fuel for Father's Day is this: not asking money from the church, from the missions budget, asking for money from the commercial budget for Father's Day. Instead of buying Father's Day gift from Bunnings or Kmart or wherever, we are going to churches and asking, would you consider making a donation to MAF instead for our fuel bill? It's like the Christmas gifts where you buy a goat for a village, and we're asking for a jerry can of fuel. And in return, we will give you a jerry can shaped Father's Day card. Now, speaking with Trevor, he has jumped on board with this, so from the start of August, cards will be available. There'll be some videos. We have to get in early for Father's Day because mothers buy the Father's Day present like 2 or 3 weeks out, whereas dads buy the Mother's Day present a week out, or maybe the Saturday afternoon before. So we want to get in a bit early. And what I would like to share with you now is, as far as I'm aware, this is the world premiere of the 2023 Fuel for Father's Day video.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Da 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 da. Well, I wonder if you've ever seen a MAF plane up in the wide blue sky. And every year on Father's Day, you can help to help them fly. Fill it up,
fill it up,
fill it up,
fill it up.
We'll send them on their way. We'll keep the MAF planes flying. Fill it up on Father's Day.
Fill it up,
fill it up on Father's Day.
Fill it up.
Da 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 da. You can save a life with a MAF plane. That's what the MAF planes do. With a jerry can card on Father's Day, you can help that help get through. Fill it up,
fill it up,
fill it up,
fill it up.
We'll send them on their way. We'll keep the MAF planes flying. Fill it up on Father's Day.
Fill it up,
fill it up on Father's Day.
Fill it up,
fill it up.
Colin is such a strong supporter of MAF. He's done that. He's done a song for us every year for the past, I think, 5 or 6 years. COVID sort of put a bit of a wrinkle in that, but he sees what we are doing, and he supports that so much. So we're very grateful to him for doing that. So as I said at the start, you are partners already in God's mission. And I'd like to invite you, if you're interested, to join in our grand adventure with MAF. Down at the back, I'll be down at the back after the service, we've got little contact cards. Just put your name down. We can send you our magazine. We'll send you our prayer letter so you can hear about what is going on and pray for the work that is going on. So if that is interesting to you, then please do that. I'll leave them afterwards, next few weeks after Father's Day gets going. Only one last thing to say. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time.
God's cry of love rings out across all the lands. Please stand and let us sing again. Join with me as we declare together what we believe. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn for all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Amen. Please sit or kneel for prayer.
It's a wonderful privilege to come in prayer, and let's pause for a moment as we're mindful of speaking to the God of creation. The Lord be with you. Let us pray the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. A prayer for a greater love for God. God our Father, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass man's understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for special religious education and a prayer for Anglican school chaplains. Almighty God, who commanded us to love you with all our mind, look with your gracious favour, we pray, this month and always, upon the teaching of special religious education in our two local public schools, Russell Lee and Abbotsford, and on those who teach scripture. The school goes back and children go back this week to school and to special education on Tuesday. Lord, we pray that the children will hear your word with expectation. They'll desire to learn of you, and that they'll enjoy their lessons, and above all, that they'll grow in their relationship with you. We thank you for the encouragement that these young people who love Jesus are for us. Bless them, we pray. Amen. Father, this month we especially pray too for the principals and chaplains of our two local closest Anglican schools, Trinity Grammar for boys and Meriden for girls. We think this day of the Reverend Tim Bowden, the principal of Trinity, and the Reverend Stuart Smith, chaplain, and Miss Lisa Brown, principal of Meriden, and the Reverend Clayton Moss, chaplain. Grant to them wisdom, we pray, as they lead and pastorally care for the youth and staff in these two special schools. And we pray that the young people and the staff may grow in their knowledge and love of you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you've been able to bring Mike along to us today and to remind us of the work that you are doing through Mission Aviation Fellowship. Lord, as Mike was speaking to us, it just amazes us to see your hand in places where it is just so overwhelmingly appreciated in remote parts. Lord God, we thank you that places that sometimes we forget to see or even to look into, you are looking into and doing your work through your faithful servants in small and big ways, but through faithfulness. We thank you for making us aware of this work, and we do pray for your blessing upon the Father's Day project to raise funds for fuel for MAF in times for Father's Day. Lord God, we're also mindful that as pilots and staff move around the country, around the world, we pray for their safety. We pray for opportunities, Lord God, for them to be able to be trained well and received well. We thank you for the government's high view of MAF and their use in help. We pray for the staff and families, particularly families, the wives or husbands of MAF pilots and staff members, possibly and long distances away and away from home. Lord God,
As we pray for MAF, may we also be mindful of their loneliness and isolation away from their loved ones. And so thank you. And Lord, if you place it on our hearts to think about supporting this work, certainly by prayer, Lord, we pray that we may be able to do so financially as well. Certainly keep us mindful of your work through MAF. Gracious and loving Father, we thank you for your people here at this church. And we thank you that we can grow in our knowledge and love of you. As a new term starts in term three together, as the children that we've prayed go back to school and kids club, kids church and begins again. And mindful of the family service that we have next week and the starting of the next half of this year, Lord, we pray, bless the teaching of your word in this place, the fellowship of love amongst us, that as we, whatever activities we do, may they be blessed by you and cause us to grow in our knowledge and love of you and of each other. Bless us, Father, that we may be a blessing to those around about us, in our homes, in our places of work, in our places of enjoyment and fun, and the places of our community here around about us. Lord, add to our numbers, we ask. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Rosemary, would you like to come up and speak to this one, please?
Ladies, Christmas in July, although the weather's been a bit warm, hasn't it? Christmas in July, Saturday the 29th of July at 6 p.m. in the upper hall here. The invitations have been amended. They now have the correct date on it. So if you want to pick one of those up from the back of the church, you can. You can pop your name down as well. It's $25 a head, payable to either Young Lan or Heather. Give us a wave, girls. There they are down there. This is a bring a friend event. So take an extra invitation and bring a friend along. It should be a great time of fun and fellowship together. So 29th of July, stick it in your diaries. Now you've got the actual opportunity. If you have your phone in on your person, you are allowed at the moment to stick it in your diary. Okay? Well done.
Let us pray as we give thanks for all that God has given us that we give back to him. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a generous God who abundantly gives more than we ask or need. And for what we give back to you, Lord, please use it for a growing of your kingdom and your glory. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. After the service, Barbara and Brian, B1 and B2, will be down the front here. If you would like prayers for anything at all, feel free to come down and be served by them. Please continue to be COVID aware of what's going on and give people distance as they need. And today, unfortunately, is Tina's last Sunday with us. So there'll be a special morning tea after. If we can head out quickly to join together for that, because after that there will be a parish council meeting as well. But we don't all have to go to that as well. So you're safe. In case you were wondering. So, before we go out for morning tea, let's stand and sing, reminding each other that we are found in the risen Son.
Every daughter, every to love the Taker greatest price. For the battle all the death is won. Now alive in Christ we live as one. We are one in the Father's love. We are every tribe.
As reminded in the scriptures, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
Wings too.
And I'd like to send you out with these words of scripture. May the God who gives encouragement and endurance give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.